You are listening to the Law and Liberty podcast of the Chalcedon Foundation. I am your host, Andrea Schwartz, and today I will be speaking with Donald Herrera Terán, a native of Nicaragua who works at Centro Educativo Cristiano Reformado in San Jose, Costa Rica, which is a grammar school, a secondary school, and with children as young as kindergarten grades. He's also a strong proponent of the writings of R.J. Rushdoony. I first made acquaintance with Donald in 2006 when he translated Rush's The Philosophy of the Christian Curriculum into Spanish, which is available on the Chalcedon site at www.chalcedon.edu/espanol. At the time, he shared with me that his motivation and purpose for the work he does in Costa Rica was to cast his bread upon the waters by translating articles, teaching on the kingdom of God, training parents to train their own children, and training the church to read and apply the Bible. That's one of the reasons, he said, he was so excited when I approached him about translating my first book, Lessons Learned from Years of Homeschooling, into Spanish. He told me that he felt helping people get started in homeschooling and Christian education and sharing other teaching materials with them was his way to cast his bread, knowing that the Lord would provide a rich harvest. Good to have you with us today, Donald.
Good morning, Andrea. I'm very, very happy to greet you and to greet through you to all of the people, brothers and sisters who listen to this podcast there in the USA. God bless you, all of you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, how you first got into the work that you're doing and how you became acquainted with the writings of R.J. Rushdoony.
Well, in 1989, a friend of mine, Mario Avilés, gave me the first book written by Dr. Rushdoony. It was a commentary in Daniel's book, Thy Kingdom Come. That was the first book by Dr. Rushdoony I read, so I got interested in reading more of him. That was 1989.
So how is that different than what your worldview had been prior to reading Dr. Rushdoony's book?
Well, at that moment, I was working with a neo-Pentecostal church, and you know, we were not reading apologetics, we were not reading presuppositional thinking, we were not reading the Bible the way that Dr. Rushdoony was covering in Thy Kingdom Come. So it was very interesting for me to know this perspective. And I wanted to know more. In 1992, I met a professor in my Bible school who gave me a copy of another book by Dr. Rushdoony. It was not written by him, but you know it, the Genesis Flood?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And told me that Dr. Rushdoony had supported the printing of this book. So it was another way to enter into the creation thinking, apologetics, post-millennialism. After this same friend of mine, Mario Avilés, gave me a copy of, I don't remember this little book, about post-millennialism.
Oh, God's Plan for Victory.
Yeah. And after that, I subscribed to Chalcedon Report. So I met that you were producing the magazine in those years, and I received it by, I think, that 5 or 6 years.
A lot of people in the U.S., because of the history of our country and the Puritan underpinnings and the fact that at its inception there was a very, very strong, solid Christian influence, even though it was a strong minority rather than an overwhelming majority who we would say or classify as Orthodox, that's not the same background in Latin America. So what unique challenges do you have in communicating the Orthodox faith to people who were not grounded in it as a heritage?
Well, we have here a very different background, especially because of the influence of dispensationalism in the thinking structure of pastors, ministers, parents, and you know, rapture, the second coming. But in all of this context, we don't have a plan to reach culture with the kingdom of God. We are mostly thinking in terms of piety, prayer, huge crusade, preaching the gospel, but a gospel, you know, mostly pietistic and escapist in terms of the kingdom. We mostly not involved in education. And if we are, as Christians, as evangelicals, we are involved mostly coping a humanistic perspective in education, in economics, in politics, in training our families. We have a strong influence from psychology. We have ministries here in Latin America supporting humanistic psychology in all of the areas of the church. So churches advance their works in terms of a psychology reading agenda.
So when you come against this, obviously that is not the orientation that Dr. Rushdoony has exposited in terms of his Institutes of Biblical Law and Law and Liberty. So how do you change the minds of people, or change really, because what you're talking about is changing their presuppositions. How do you do it, and are you finding success with it?
Well, I think that the first step has been to come together with other Reformed brothers and sisters in our countries. Internet has been a great tool for that. Combining our gift, time, callings, and people. Now, through our church and through our schools, because I work now in a Reformed Christian school in San Jose, Costa Rica, but we also founded another Christian school here in Cartago in 2000 year. Through these schools, Christian schools, we have reached parents with the message of the gospel of the kingdom of God, but oriented in terms of generational message. Pastors not always respond in a very open way, but they consider, for example, education, economics, and nowadays politics. You know, many people in our countries have put their hopes in politics, and every 4 years, at least in our country, they are hoping that the new president will change everything, education, healthcare, highways. The Lord has blessed this word in terms of we are signaling, I don't know how to say this word, we are pointing to a kingdom-centered message about these areas, politics, economics, and education. You know, parents love their children. They want the best for them. And they didn't know the gospel had a strong message to keep together families, but not only to survive, but to conquer in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord.
Well, what you describe in Costa Rica is really not a whole lot different than what you see here, where every 4 years when we have a presidential election, there are people who are looking for the new Messiah. And unfortunately, their view of Messiah is not a biblical view of Messiah. It's often the state and the state providing things. I often speak to Christian groups, Christian schools, and homeschool groups. And just like you described, the parents really want the best for their children. And they say, what can we do to change what's happening in our culture? And I point out, you're doing it by taking responsibility as a family to see that your children are raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You are doing what it takes to further the kingdom, because when the humanism crumbles, which it will crumble, we have to have people ready to lead and point the same way you were pointing to a kingdom of Christ that applies all areas of the scripture to all areas of life.
I mean, we have the same here, the anesthetistic vision that have trained our teachers, our parents, our political, our men in politic realm. So there is an aesthetistic vision concerning family, business, economics, education in our classes in the school in what we call here social studies. Well, we really call it his story, but in our school we got to call it social studies, to trying to discover God's hand in our history leading to this that you have mentioned, the crumble of humanistic thinking and the establishment of the kingdom of God through families and churches faithful to the kingdom of God.
Do you find that the children in your school are receptive to this message?
Not all of them. We have great difficulties with parents, for example. They often don't understand the goals, means, and purposes of Christian education. That's why it is so important to have this book by Dr. Rajdini, The Philosophy of the Christian Curriculum. I sit every week with our teachers in our school in a time of tutorship or mentorship, talking about how to apply the principles in this book, especially through their work in mathematics, in language, history, geography. I teach Bible, philosophy, psychology, and history of Christianity. So this is a very helpful book in our hands. We try to share the link in Chalcedon for parents to read it too.
And do you have many takers, you think?
Yep.
Well, great. That's good.
Yes.
Well, I'm pleased to tell you that last week we just got the completed translation for Rushduni's Law and Liberty, which will be available pretty soon. Oh, and we're hoping, great, along with his other books, to have all these on a dedicated website so that there's plenty of materials you can send people to. Mm-hmm. Because you're right. You have to not only reach your students, you have to reach their parents as well.
Yep. Now we are doing some efforts to reach pastors who have students in our school, Christian young people, and sharing with this pastor also the vision. Not all of them are open. All of them come to our annual breakfast. Some of them request us to go to their churches to share with their families. Just a few of them. But these are efforts we are doing this year. And within 2 weeks, we will be holding a conference for parents in our school. I started to work there in 2008. They started the school about 15 years ago. But about 5 years ago, they lost the compass. A person came to the school with a humanistic education, changed everything, changed the structure, almost disappeared a reform perspective and biblical perspective on education. It was very difficult. That was the context where when they invited me to come to work with them. So I'm doing this from 2008, and the Lord has blessed us with parents, new students, new pastor coming closer to the school and wanting to read about Reformed faith. Our principal is the wife of the Reverendo Bill Green. He is the general secretary of CLEAR. CLEAR is the International Fellowship of Reformed Churches in Latin America, and they have here a publishing house. And they publish books with a reform perspective, dealing mostly with theology, doctrine, and family matters. So we have included some of the teaching materials we are producing now in the school.
What would you say if American Christians or people who are listening to this podcast wanted to help you with what you're doing on the ground there in Costa Rica, would an influx of the books of the Institutes of Biblical Law in your language be helpful to you?
Of course. Of course. Think we could first to share it with our friends, with people we have been working with in a closer way, putting in a copy in their hands and teaching them how to use it with their children and with their members in their church. We are now reading together, our families here in the church, a little portion every week. I know that we want to put a copy in the library in our school. We will be mentioned that we have this book in our next parents' conference. That will be Wednesday, 28th, this September. At least that effort in a local. We will be holding our first theological conference this October 1st. But the Reformed churches we are working together are holding this first theological conference around the gospel topic. And we are going to mention that we have a copy of this book with all of our attendees. We are hoping about 200 people in our conference. We are not using radio at this moment. We had a TV programs about 2 or 3 years ago. We are planning to go back to TV. It's almost sure we will be sharing the content of the books through our media programs too.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of it, but Mark Rushdoony recently sent out a letter to Chalcedon supporters asking them to become pioneers in bringing biblical law to Latin America. So I hope you will stay in touch with us and let us know of people who are interested in obtaining copies of this book. And no doubt there'll be many people here who would like to support that effort, and we can send you a number of books. I'm pretty sure that the material will be available online in PDF format at some point. I think that's just being the particulars of that are being worked out right now. But I know from where I live in San Jose, California, the opportunity to share Rushdoony's work with people in their own native language is really an exciting thing, because It means that the barriers that oftentimes we see people trying to pit ethnic groups against each other, racial groups, when we share the Lord Jesus Christ and his mandate to go and make disciples, these are things that can bring us together.
Yeah, we are trying to form a popular version. In our countries in Latin America, we don't have high levels of education, talking about the churches. Even when people go to universities or college, but precisely because it is a statistic education, they don't teach them how to think logically or philosophically about topics, but just to learn 2 plus 2 is 4 and something like that. So we're trying to translate Dr. Rushdoony in a popular way so that they can understand the application of the whole law of God to all areas of life.
As you are planting these seeds, I know Chalcedon supporters would be very interested in helping that effort.
It's been wonderful, all of the effort you have done these years, uploading the books by Dr. Rushdoony to Scripty,
yep,
and publishing Faith for All of Life magazine now in your website. It has been a great, great blessing. Thank you very much in the name of all of the people here in Latin America who read these materials.
All right. Well, you're welcome. How would people get in touch with you if they would like to know more about your work and find out ways they could directly assist you?
Well, they are, especially through Contramundum. Do you know that page, right?
Wait, why don't you give that address?
www.contra-mundum, with an M, .org.
And they'll find out about all your activities and things that you're doing. I've appreciated your work and your enthusiasm. It's very easy, I know, to look at all the people who don't embrace your way of thinking, and it'd be easy to get discouraged, but there's an optimism that I hear in your voice and I see on your website and what you do that I believe is contagious, and I hope more people catch it.
We are praying for that. We know we are doing what the Lord wants us to do. We have wonderful friends here in Costa Rica. I'm not alone. Wonderful families together, sharing the gospel, growing in the grace of God, serving our children, good Christian teachers from our church and from our other Reform churches here in our area. We are about 10 or 12 churches now, with some churches befriending with us now, not Reformed, but very interested in the message we are sharing with them. So their pastors and their members will be in the conference. We are really blessing the Lord for all of this. We're very, 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 very blessed.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you for joining me. And listeners, you can go to, as I said, on our website, www.calcedon.edu/espanol. And you'll not only find the book, The Philosophy of the Christian Curriculum in Spanish, and my book, but articles that had been translated from previous issues of Faith for All of Life. And I hope you'll become partners with Donald in terms of getting this beautifully bound copy of Institutes of Biblical Law into people's hands so that we can step up the distribution of it and help people come to understand that the Christian faith is a faith for all of life.
Thank you, Andrea. And again, please give my greetings, my very affectionate greetings to Mark and to all of the rest in the office of Calcedon, please. Really admire them, and I'm really grateful for the Lord for knowing Dr. Rajduni.
I will. Join me again next time on another edition of the Law and Liberty Podcast.